So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Good morning, Indianapolis.
What?
Indianapolis.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Welcome, Indianapolis, to the 411 WBDG's exclusive news show for things that may matter, things that may not matter. Depends on your perspective. I am Miles Sprong, joined here by Kieran Sandulo, as usual.
Mm.
How's it going? I agree.
Yeah, man.
I agree. Let's jump into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Southwest Airlines is ending their free checked bags policy.
That's why people fly with you in the first place.
Yep.
That's a bad business model.
Uh-huh.
You're about to lose most of your flyers.
Yeah.
Why?
For funsies, I guess. I don't know.
It just feels like it's a terrible day for... It's been a terrible couple of years for, like, large businesses.
Just for airlines especially. I mean, with the whole Boeing thing with pieces flying off of it, and now...
Well, all the plane crashes, too, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a good chunk of those lately, haven't we?
The airline previously estimated that charging for bags could generate $1.5 billion annually, though it also risks losing $1.8 billion in business from travelers who chose Southwest for its baggage policy.
Yeah, man.
So
why do that?
Yeah, the change set to take effect for flights booked on or after May 28th applies to most travelers, except those with elite status in the Rapid Rewards program, business select ticket holders, or airline credit card users.
Okay, so basically rich people get off free because they're rich.
Because they spend more money, yeah.
Okay, so it's not free at all. They just say it is, even though you're spending the same amount of money.
Technically, yeah. You're getting free bag policy, but really...
You're spending the same amount of money.
Instead, the policy is just a reward for all the money you've spent. So, yeah. Hope you don't lose $2 billion Southwest.
This reminds me of, like, the ads you would see on Facebook for, like, hey, here's this cool thing. It's only a buck right now. It's only a dollar.
And then it's, like, $99 in shipping and handling.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, that's not happening, buddy.
Have you seen this clip that's gone viral from Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin?
No.
There's a four-year-old that called 911 on his own mother.
Mm.
Would you like to know why?
Why?
His mommy was being bad mm-hmm. and ate his ice cream.
How dare she?
Your four-year-old boy in Wisconsin took justice into his own hands after his mom made his ice cream by calling 911. When dispatchers in Mount Pleasant received the call, the boy insisted that his mom needed to be taken away, declaring, "My mommy is being bad." His mother quickly took the phone to explain the situation, admitting to the crime and revealing her son was not happy about it. Officers arrived to check on the situation and found
consecutive life sentences.
The boy's still adamant that his mom should go to jail. However, he eventually dropped the charges in exchange for more ice cream.
Saying the child dropped the charges.
The child dropped the charges just because he wanted more ice cream. That's just great. Kids are just...
stupid, I know.
They're so stupid, but... most of the time, but they're just so funny. Other times, like, who does that? Calling the cops on your mother's
children, probably.
Well, calling the cops on your mother for eating ice cream. There's still very valid reasons you can call the cops on your mother, but
ice cream?
That is not one of them.
No, is the most valid reason of all.
You're right. Sorry.
Kids, you heard it here first. If your parents eat your food, police. Four consecutive life sentences.
No, I'm going 5. No parole either. Oh, well, this is old. Never mind. FBI visits 12-year-old who achieved nuclear fusion in his bedroom.
Yeah, they should be doing that because we haven't even cracked that yet.
Yeah, hours before his 13th birthday in 2018.
Yeah, that kid's about to get a military contract.
Sometime here soon, yeah, of course.
Or die mysteriously, knowing how the government operates.
A Memphis man was accidentally shot by his dog. In a bizarre incident involving a one-year-old pit bull named Oreo. According to police, Gerald Kirkwood and a woman were in bed with a firearm. What?
Why? No. That's the first mistake. In bed with a firearm. No.
Why are they in bed with a firearm?
The gun is not supposed to go under the pillow, buddy. It's supposed to go behind the headboard.
All right. According to police, Gerald Kirkwood and a woman were in bed with a firearm when the dog jumped up, got its paw stuck in the trigger guard, and discharged the weapon, grazing Kirkwood's left thigh. The woman reportedly took the gun and left the home after the incident, while Kirkwood was taken to the hospital in a non-critical condition.
Why sleep with the gun in the bed?
He later described Oreo as a playful dog and emphasized the importance of using gun safeties or trigger locks in the future. Police classify the shooting as accidental with no legal action taken against Kirkwood or his dog. Like, what would you expect? Are you going to...
I would assume legal action against the dog is euthanasia, probably.
Which is just dumb for that. Like, there's no way. Oh, I don't know. It's just crazy. I love dogs. Anyway, there's been, or we here at WBDG do not enforce or endorse any political candidates nor their actions. So the U.S. stock market has lost $4 trillion in a value of 30 days. Significantly due to rising trade tensions and tariffs proposed by President Trump. Doubling tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50% has escalated. And last Monday, the benchmark S&P 500 fell 2.7%, its biggest daily drop of the year. The NASDAQ down 4%. And yeah, so not in a good spot right now for that. Hopefully that changes. And yeah. Pirate Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Co-founder Carl. Love
that thing. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. But I wasn't saying you weren't.
I know, but you gave me a look.
Oh, I didn't mean to give you a look. Mm. Oopsies. Whoa, just punched the mic. Oops.
The founder of Pirate Bay died.
I'm a mess. Yes, the co-founder of Pirate Bay, Carl Lundstrom, passed away in a plane crash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, another one?
Yes, another one.
Dude, it has to be intentional at some point.
They're meaning to crash these planes.
Yeah, there's like they have like that predictive targeting system that the helicarrier had in Winter Soldier, where they're just like, where they're trying to like get rid of high profile targets before they become high profile targets.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know what Pirate Bay is.
Pirate Bay is a website where you can watch pirated movies that you don't have money to pay for.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, not cool. We here at WBDG do not enforce.
Nope.
No,
wrong word again.
Yep. I keep saying enforce. We here at WBDG do not endorse pirating either.
I do.
No, you do not.
The station doesn't.
The station doesn't. I mean, technically you can, but I'd rather for the sake of right now if you didn't.
Remember, kids, it is always morally correct. To steal from corporations.
All right. Let's see here. Last year, Volkswagen sold more sausages than cars.
How?
It wasn't even close.
How did Volkswagen start selling sausages?
They've been selling sausages.
But when?
Let's
when
see.
When did they start?
I'm when curious. Did...
I need to know when they switched to their business model.
Volkswagen start making sausage. Okay, so I forgot how to spell sausage. That's cool. Oh, no, they've been doing this since 1973.
What?
Yeah, it's called currywurst. Currywurst sausage known as Volkswagen's original teal in 1973. So they've been doing this for a long time. And this year, they sold eight. I'm assuming they do this every year, but they sold... They sold 8.5 million units of sausage and only 5.2 million vehicles. So, like, it wasn't even close either, which is just crazy.
Dang.
Dang. Dang, dang, diggity, dang, dang. Anyways.
Having the alternative business model outsell the main business model is very fun.
You know what? I respect the hustle, you know? It's like how Supreme sells more bricks and crowbars than they do actual clothes, you know? Gold has hit a record high of $3,000 per ounce. So, if you're investing in the gold market, it's an expensive market to get into now. Well, you know, I do this every day. I don't know about you, Kieran. Taking one lazy day every week can reduce stress, ease muscle tension, and lower mental health risks. Did you know that?
I did know that. I did know that.
You did?
I did, in fact, know that. I don't know a lot of things, but I did. I did know that.
How fun. On March 14th, so Friday?
March 14th, yes, Friday.
Yeah. So on Friday, we had a blood moon.
We did.
It's pretty cool.
It was.
I didn't see it, but it looks pretty cool.
It was kind of cool.
The eclipse lasted about 65 minutes. It's because it was at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I wasn't staying up for that. I had show choir the next day. Oh, my goodness. Playboi Carti dropped.
Yes, he did.
He finally released new music.
After so many years.
His last release was 1,540 days from the release on Friday. The album is called I Am Music. It has 30 tracks on it. I mean,
yep, and they aren't good.
I hear a lot of people saying they're good.
They're not.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like Cardi, so I probably won't like it too much, but I think it's really funny how he's only released music during the Trump administration.
Yeah, he has. That is true, actually.
He has only released music when Donald Trump is president. Like, because he released like three albums. He released nothing.
The first one.
He released nothing during the Obama administration.
Nothing during the Biden administration.
Nothing during the Biden administration. Three albums during the first Trump administration, and now already...
A 32-track-long album during the second one.
Yeah. Maybe this is the resurgence of Playboi Carti.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this is last 4 years of Trump, so maybe he'll never release music again after Trump leaves office. Who knows?
Man. Maybe. We'll never know.
Though I did hear... We hear WBDG not endorse political candidates or their actions. I did hear someone try... Or, like, there was some senator that was trying to change, like, the amendment that only allows a max of two terms. Which, like, that's in the Constitution.
Mm. Yeah. So, they're trying to call a constitutional convention to amend the Constitution.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Sudeikis... confirms Ted Lasso is getting a season 4.
Yay.
Yippee. I'm assuming you don't watch Ted Lasso.
No, I do.
Oh, you do.
That's why I said yay. Yippee.
Oh, well, you're saying a very
I always sound like this.
Apathetically.
I know. Okay. It is because I did not sleep.
Why didn't you sleep?
Didn't feel like it.
I didn't feel like sleeping, and I did it. And look at me. I'm a ray of sunshine.
I didn't, though.
I'm a ray of sunshine.
Miles, I have a favor to ask of you.
You're supposed to agree that I'm a ray of sunshine.
Well, I can't agree with you until you agree to this favor I have to ask of you.
You're going to ask to get breakfast, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm very hungry. Just don't crunch the apple in the microphone.
I'm not going to crunch the apple in the microphone. I think it's pears today, and I do not crunch pears.
Good.
I will be back.
All right.
Hold down the fort.
I am very good at holding down the fort. I am the best at holding down the fort. So yeah, there was months of speculation about Ted Lasso. There was like a storybook ending at the end of season 3, from what I heard. I don't watch it, but either way, they're deciding to go to a new direction. It will no longer be with AFC Richmond. Ted Lasso is going to be coaching a women's team in season 4, or it might be AFC Richmond, but the women's side of it. Yeah, so Jason Sudeikis coming back. Other cast details are limited, but key actors are expected to return, and Jack Burdett joins as an executive producer. I don't know who that is, but maybe you do out there. Let's see. Ooh, I forgot about this. Donatella Versace, after 3 decades running Versace, obviously, she's stepping down as her role as creative director of Versace, which is just crazy because, like, it's Donatella Versace. She is Versace, you know? But yeah, after 3 decades. Donatella Versace steps down as creative director of Versace. Dario Vitale, who is a former design director for Miu Miu, will be replacing her. Talk about Donatella Versace.
Versace?
Yeah.
Like, what did he do?
I don't know. What did he do?
Oh, it's a woman.
Yeah, she stepped down as creative director. She's been there for like 30 years.
Oh. Maybe I heard Donatello Versace. That was my thing.
No, Donatella Versace.
Gotcha.
She got a lot of... She's like got tons of plastic surgery. Hold on. It's kind of scary.
No more microplastics. We're going macro.
Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was mean. But hold on. Everybody Google Donatella Versace real quick. And you tell me.
She's kinda scary looking.
A little bit. She looks like a sock monkey, unfortunately.
What does that even mean?
You know how sock monkeys look, how they all have like the same like the red lips that they have that just make them look like their mouths are really big. Hold on. You hold up that picture of Donatella Versace. I'm going to Google a sock monkey real quick, and I'm going to show you, Miles Sprong, what I'm talking about.
I thought you were going to say my middle name, but you don't know it. No one does, because I don't have one.
Okay. All right. Now, hold up Donatella Versace. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Hold her up.
Oh, those, yeah.
And now look at her. And then look at the monkey.
A little
and then
bit.
Look at her.
Yeah, a little
and then look
bit.
Look at the monkey.
Okay, I've looked at the monkey and I've looked at her. Yeah, I guess. I actually didn't. Oh, wait, what?
If you don't know who Donatella Versace is, Google a sock monkey. There you go. That's her.
Oh, what is happening?
What is happening?
Ousted Donatella Versace as scapegoat.
What is this TMZ headline that we've just stumbled upon?
I don't know, but I'm curious, and I want to like read this a little bit. But
let's see it. Yeah, give us like 2 excerpts from that article, real quick.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. I thought that was just the end of the article, but no. The All right, so plans, it seems, were set afoot to oust Donatella Versace from her longtime role as CCO of Versace, the company founded by her brother Gianni, after she clashed with John D. Idol, the company's chief executive, amid plummeting sales. Donatella is the only thing that drew anyone to Versace, said a New York-based fashion insider.
I don't think that's correct.
They are trying to scapegoat her for all the issues when anybody on the inside knows this just comes down to poor management.
Yeah, man. She's the CEO. That's poor management if I've ever heard of it.
Well, CCO.
Mm.
She does all the creative stuff. It's this John D. Idol guy that does everything else. Whoa. Donatella is now banned from using her family name for any other brands she may launch.
I don't think that's a thing that you can do to somebody who, you know, whose family started and owns the company.
Under the contract she signed when Versace was sold to Idol's Capri Holdings in 2018, she also won't design clothes for another company. So she can't go anywhere. But, like, she's just floating around.
There are some clauses in that contract that I think can be argued in a court.
Yeah, when a man...
Either way, I think we both know that sock monkey should not be in charge of that fashion industry anymore. We'll put it back with Supreme and let's get another crowbar. Yeah. That's what we need. I need another Supreme crowbar.
I'm trying to see what this, where the chat, are we serious right now? The biting into the apple is close enough to crunching it.
Turn my mic back on.
No.
You creature.
Well, don't bite the apple in the mic.
I'm hungry.
Well, can you save the apple for later?
No.
I don't want it in the mic.
I can crunch it in your ear if you'd like.
No, that's even... I mean, that's essentially what you're doing already. So, okay. Apparently, they're trying to sell Versace to Prada, and she didn't like that, so they kicked her out, what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, so that's an argument. That's a case I can argue.
Yeah. That's just crazy. Like, they kicked her out of her own family business. It's just
wild.
She
has a case there.
Yeah. Let's see here. Shall we? Do you know Vin Diesel's actual name is Mark Sinclair and not Vin Diesel?
Yeah, actually.
I thought his name was Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he changed his name so that he can get a SAG contract.
So you know that clip of that lady on American Airlines going, "You are not real. You are not real."
Yeah.
Apparently,
there is not real.
Apparently, Tiffany Gomez, who is the crazy plane lady, recently received an email from the airline offering her ways to keep her American Airlines Advantage miles from expiring. But she's banned from the airline.
Yeah.
She can't do that. Like, with over 25,000 miles at stake, oh my goodness. Over 25,000 miles at stake, American Airlines suggested she redeem them or take another qualifying flight, conveniently overlooking the fact that they had banned her from flying since the incident.
Yep.
Responding to the airline's obliviousness, Gomez jokingly asked, who's going to tell them, while her followers chimed in with sarcastic suggestions. Well, she's been unable... Oh, okay.
Has she been unbanned from the airline?
No, but she can put her miles on a different partner airline, is what it says.
Hmm.
Let's see here. Well, happy St. Patty's Day, y'all.
Yesterday.
It was yesterday. But 3 days ago, they dyed the Chicago River green, as they usually do.
And there was a parade downtown Indy.
Indeed, there was.
But there was also a thing in downtown Indy that I was at all day.
Comic-Con?
Indeed.
There was a thing that I was at downtown on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Big Ten championship game, Wisconsin versus Michigan.
Hey, man.
Wisconsin lost. And my favorite player played very badly. But he got a dunk. So, you know what? It was a highlight dunk, and that was lit. But otherwise, that game sucked.
Comic-Con was an experience, dude.
Yeah.
They had Andy Serkis there.
A couple of my friends went.
Andy Serkis was there, man.
How fun.
It's so fun scrolling through my TikTok feed and seeing videos from the convention, knowing that I watched them film those videos.
Do you think that anyone quoted Caesar to Andy Serkis?
Maybe. All I know is that I was in one of those videos.
Nice.
Yeah. I gave him my anime hot takes, man.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to elaborate on that. Just I was in a video.
Yeah. They made me give them my anime hot takes was what I had to do. And I had to, and I basically, it was a guy cosplaying as Dale from Detroit Urban Survival. You know who I'm talking about?
I've never heard of that person nor that show.
Oh, we're going to.
I don't. Whoa.
What was that voice crack?
Whoa, that was bad. No, I don't watch any anime at all, in the slightest. So
no, I meant Detroit Urban Survival Training. So this is Dale. Dale is an actual guy.
Oh, that dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a guy at the convention cosplaying him.
I thought that was like an anime or something.
So the guy at the convention was cosplaying him. And when he came up to interview me to ask me my anime hot takes, and I said, Dragon Ball GT is better than Dragon Ball Super.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
You wouldn't until you watch the shows, but you don't, so.
That's true, I don't.
But everybody that was around the thing behind the camera was like, what? Outrageous. And I was just like, me in my Spider-Man costume, just sitting there with my web shooters.
Yeah, all my friends that went were in Spider-Man costumes, too.
Maybe I saw one of them. I saw a lot of Spider-Man, dude.
It was my friend, his girlfriend, and my other friend. And my other friend put like on his Instagram notes, he said, I'm the Make-A-Wish kid they brought along with them.
I think I know that kid.
Mason?
I think I saw him while I was there because I was talking to him about their costumes. And he said that exact line.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. What? Uno momento.
Someone in a Spider-Man costume, in a group of three, told me.
That's actually crazy.
That they were... that he was the Make-A-Wish kid they brought along.
Oh my god, that actually might have been him, though. That's so funny.
I know one of the kids that we got in here was there. Also in Spider-Man costume.
Who'd that be?
Take a guess.
Tyler Stout.
No.
Jason Brown.
Also, no.
I don't know.
Who's the kid who shows up without fail at least once every other day in a Spider-Man costume?
Dedoy, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there.
Cool.
While I was in Spider-Man costume. And he walked up to me and he said, Kieran Sandulo, what are you doing here? While he was in a mask, but I knew it was him immediately.
Yeah, I kind of forgot. He's come up, even though he's come up to the window during our shows like 17 times with a Spider-Man mask on.
Yeah,
I completely forgot. Oh, geez, my brain is...
Yeah, he was there, man.
Gee willikers. The Dallas Mavericks, you know, basketball team.
Lost to Luka Doncic.
Lost Luka Doncic in the worst trade ever. They are at risk of having to forfeit games due to injuries. So, NBA rules require teams to have at least 8 healthy players available for each game. With numerous key injuries, the Mavericks are nearing the limit. Making matters worse, 2 healthy players, Kessler Edwards and Brandon Williams, are on 2-way contracts, which means like they're in contracts where they can play in the G League and in the NBA. Those contracts are capped at 50 games. So Edwards has 3 games left. Williams has 6. So if Dallas can't meet the minimum amount of players, They have to start forfeiting games and will also be able to sign additional players due to salary cap constraints. So they could legitimately forfeit a lot of games near the end of the year, which is not good. Especially not for Jason Brown in there because he's a Mavericks fan. A woman broke a record by passing her driving test on the 960th attempt.
Wow.
960.
Wow.
Her journey began in April 2005 when she took the written test for the first time and failed. Undeterred, she continued to retake the test for 5 days, or she continued to retake the test 5 days a week for 3 years. And she still didn't get it.
It costs money.
Yeah.
To go in and take that test consecutively.
Uh-huh. After 860 attempts, she finally passed the written exam. So that's 860 tests just on the written one.
Listen, if it's the written exam, you didn't deserve to drive. Listen, okay. If it took you 3 years of consecutive attempts to pass your written driver's test, I'm sorry, it's destiny. You're not going to be driving a car.
I passed that without even studying.
Dude, like, it took me one try.
No, like, I legitimately, like, I finished early because I got no question. I got a question wrong. So I finished, like, five questions early because they were like, well, you can't fail now. So here you go.
It was just like, listen, man. It's not a difficult thing.
No.
If you fail it 3 years in a row of consecutive attempts, you are not getting behind the wheel of a vehicle. You haven't even done the driving portion yet.
She spent over $11,000 overall over 3 years just to get her driver's license. The instructors, this is like SpongeBob. This is like a SpongeBob story arc. The instructors at a driving school who watched her struggle for years celebrated her success with cheers and flowers. South Korean car manufacturer Hyundai even gifted her a brand new vehicle in recognition of her perseverance. She doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't.
No handouts. No. I don't care if you're a 69-year-old woman.
Listen, ma'am. No. You're nearing the age where you legally won't be allowed to drive anymore.
Well, things be different in South Korea, so who knows?
Nearing the age where it'll be dangerous for you to be behind the wheel.
That, yeah. True. Oh, word? Do you know that the voice actors for SpongeBob and Karen from SpongeBob are married in real life?
I did.
I didn't know that. Learn new things every day. Okay. The SpaceX team, Elon Musk, retrieved the NASA astronauts who have been stranded on the International Space Station for 9 months. They will return back to Earth on March 19th.
Look at that. That's 2 days. Actually, that's tomorrow.
They come back tomorrow.
Well, they land tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. They're going to be quarantined and whatnot, right? Because they do that when people come back from space.
Yeah. They got to reintroduce their body to the, like, bacteria in the air and whatnot.
Yeah. Because it's all sterile up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should start pumping bacteria through. No. Imagine. That'd be craziness.
Dude, we generate new forms of life.
Let's do it.
We would evolve new life forms up there.
On Sunday, it was Austin 316 Day. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm.
It was 316 Day. That was he cut a promo after winning 1996 King of the Ring, where he was like, "You thump your Bible talking about John 316." Austin 316 said, "I just whooped your butt."
Mm.
So, and that became his, like, iconic thing. So It was 316 day on Sunday. Let's see. So, Anthony Starr, who is Homelander in The Boys, was asked if he would join the MCU. He said, nah, I'm a little too old for that.
Anthony Starr?
Yeah.
Anthony Starr?
Yeah. Like Homelander.
Yeah, Homelander. He's too old for that?
That's what he said.
He's 40.
He said he's too old for it. I don't know. That's just what he be saying sometimes.
Meanwhile, he was asked if he would like to be Green Goblin, and he said, it'd be cool, but Willem Dafoe has that one.
He seems like just such like a chill guy to where he just likes acting and he doesn't like the publicity behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm too old for it.
Doesn't like the publicity, he says, being Homelander.
Well, I mean, you can have a big role without liking the publicity.
Yeah, man.
Gas prices in the U.S. have dropped to a 4-year low, which I have noticed.
Mm.
The national average is at $3 per gallon, so yeah. Experts attribute this decline to a combination of economic uncertainty, a temporary suspension of certain tariffs, and increased oil production, with major producers considering maintaining or boosting output. Supply stabilization has helped drive prices down. While consumers are enjoying relief of the... All right, we had a little
oopsie there. We're back.
We had a little Jessica Simpson break there, so I hope you like some Jessica Simpson. Our mic just completely went out. Something got unplugged down here.
Mr. Easter came in, gave us a hand. Appreciate it. We're all good now.
So gas prices down low. Booyah. All right. On to the next one. So yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
How did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
I was at Comic-Con, man. Oh, wait, no. On Monday? No, I wasn't.
I believe you were.
No, I wasn't.
I believe you were here yesterday.
I celebrated by playing Roblox, man.
Well, I had corned beef and cabbage and watched Monday Night Raw. It was pretty lit. You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
An Irish guy had a championship match yesterday on Monday Night Raw. Uh-huh. He didn't win.
Uh-huh.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Let the Irish guy win the championship. You know what I mean? Let's see here. Forever 21 is set to close every single store in the U.S. after filing for bankruptcy for a second time. They're citing declining mall traffic and increased competition from online retailers such as Shein and Temu. The company plans to close all 350 U.S. stores, initiating liquidation sales to sell off remaining inventory. While the U.S. stores and website will remain operational during this process, international operations are going to continue unaffected. So, yeah, all U.S. Forever 21 locations are going to be gone. Conan O'Brien, he hosted the Oscars this year, and he's going to do it again next year. He's the first back-to-back first-time host since Jimmy Kimmel back in 2017-2018. Next year, Conan O'Brien said, the only reason I'm hosting the Oscars next year is that I want to hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. O'Brien is also set to receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on March 23rd.
Good. I love that guy.
Yeah, I've always liked Conan O'Brien. He's cool.
I hope Conan O'Brien does not end up being problematic in a few years.
You are 10 times more likely to get bitten by a New Yorker than a shark.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too. I believe it too, for sure. I mean, dude, for sure that's true.
Like, that's their whole thing.
They
love biting each other down there.
So, you know Carrie Ann Moss, right?
Heard of her.
She was in The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, she was Trinity, right?
Yeah, she's Trinity in The Matrix. Love The Matrix. Apparently, after The Matrix movie, she turned down a lot of different major roles to focus on raising her kids. So definitely something. If something to be able and tip then, your hat on.
And then she came back
for the another Matrix movie. Yeah, though she has selectively returned to acting, Moss remains committed to making intentional choices that align with her values and her family's well-being. Don't see a lot of celebrities like that. That's cool. What? A Bulgarian football club, Arda Kardzali, issued an awkward apology after holding a minutes-long silence for their former player, Petko Gonchev, only to find out he was very much alive. The club had received incorrect information and publicly expressed regret, wishing the 78-year-old health and happiness after learning of the mistake during their match against Levski Sofia. Gonchev returned home during the first half to find his wife in tears, having seen the tribute on television. This unusual blunder isn't without precedent. Similar incidents have occurred, mistakenly memorializing individuals who were still thankfully still around to hear about it. That's crazy though. Like, did she think that he was dead and they just didn't tell him? No, that's weird.
I don't know, man. Couldn't tell you.
Phenomenal insight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, why are you looking at me? Like, I have no idea.
Huh. It's like color commentary for sports. Baseball's starting up soon. Well, actually, the MLB season started this morning at 6:10 a.m.
Yeah.
With the Tokyo series with the Cubs against the Dodgers. And last I checked,
Japan's coverage of the game is actually really cool to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a PS2 game.
Yeah, cool. I mean, Japan goes all out with baseball.
They love it.
So there's a guy from... Oh, wait. We hear WBDG do not endorse political candidates or their actions.
Yeah.
I didn't say enforce this time. So there's a French politician, Raphael Glucksmann, phenomenal name, by the way, who during a press briefing... That's the American side. Glucksmann has apparently sent calls to the White House asking to return the Statue of Liberty back to France.
Honestly, I'm down for it. We don't need that thing anymore.
Give us back the Statue of Liberty. We gave it to you as a gift, but apparently you despise it, so it will be just fine here at home.
I agree. Let's give the French something of value.
I think he also says something along the lines of like, you clearly aren't the America that we gave the statue to or something. I don't know. It's weird. And press secretary Caroline Levitt responded with, absolutely not.
Dang.
So, yeah, don't telling Glucksmann that without American troops he would be speaking German. All right, that's an interesting response to that. and our last thing. You might be a little old, guys. The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody premiered 20 years ago.
Hmm?
Today.
Wow.
Fun fact.
I love that guy.
There's two of them. Zack and Cody.
I know.
And they're two different actors, too.
I
know.
I need you to guess which one I like.
Cole?
No.
Dylan?
Yes.
What's the difference?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
You tell me.
I don't know. I don't know.
You tell me.
I don't know.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode.
Yes, everyone.
Of the 411. I will not elaborate further.
All right. We will not get any more Jessica Simpson. So sorry if you're a huge Jessica Simpson fan. Next up is T-shirt by
Migos. There's no more news.
I'm not playing Migos. That's
nothing will ever happen ever again. There's no more news.
There is no more news.
There's no more news.
Sorry, I can't.
Play Beyonce.
No, I'm playing Ariana Grande. Oh. I can't play Migos because Quavo shoulder checked me at Six Flags Atlanta. So now we're ops. And I'm not joking on that. That actually happened. All right, bye, guys.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.
You love it.